In this video, we're going to look at how to use the Team Foundation Service Preview from within Visual Studio, Microsoft Test Manager, and Eclipse using the Team Explorer Everywhere plugin. Let's get started in Visual Studio. Now, before we get connected, I want to make sure we have the right software installed. So let's go up to Help About. And the first important thing here is that we're running Service Pack 1. I can see that right here. And let's scroll down this list of installed products, and we can see we have this hotfix installed. That lets us communicate with the Team Foundation Service Preview. Now, if we don't have this, we can download it from our account's welcome page on the website. Okay, let's close this. Let's go to Team Explorer, and let's get connected. So we'll click Servers, and we'll add the URL to our service account. Let's click OK. And as you can see, we're prompted to sign in with our Live ID credentials. I'll do that now. And let's go ahead and stay signed in. So I'll click Close, and now I see a list of my team projects. Tailspin selected, so I'll go ahead and click Connect. Let's review some of our settings. I'm going to right-click on the project, go to Team Project Settings, and let's just look at areas and iterations. Here we can see we've already got some areas set up. How about iterations? Yep, we've got some releases and some sprints. Let's close this. And if we right-click on the Tailspin Team Project and go to Settings, and go to Group Membership, sometimes these will take us back to the website. We'll go ahead and log in again. We'll stay logged in this time. And here we can see a list of our team members, and we can manage this list as well. I'll close the browser and return back to Visual Studio Team Explorer. Let's expand work items. Let's run our product backlog query. Now here we can see we have a number of PBIs and bugs. Some of them are in committed state because we're going to be currently working on them in Sprint 1, and some of them are just approved. So I can see our team has some work to do. Let's open this first one and take a look. If we go to History, we can see a list of all the changes and who made them and when. And we can drill down and see the changes themselves. I'm just going to put a comment in here. And we'll save the changes. Close the work item. And let's go look at our sprint backlog. Now the sprint backlog shows the PBIs that are in this sprint, as well as the plan or the task to implement them. Here I can see that Jake's going to build a control to display the tweets. So I think we should help Jake out by creating a starter project for him. So I'm going to go over here to Source Control. And the first thing we want to do is set up a workspace so we can create our initial folder structure. So I'm going to go up here to Workspaces. And let's go ahead and remove this default workspace. And we'll add one in called Tailspin. And we'll just have one folder mapping, which is going to map the root of the Tailspin project on TFS to a local folder we'll call C:\workspaces\tailspin. And I'll go ahead and click OK. And we'll close this. Let's go ahead and create an initial set of folders here and check them in. So we'll create a new folder called Code, another new folder called Documents, Tools, and then under Code, let's create two more subfolders. One for Dev for active development, and one for production. This will be where the team can create branches to support hotfixing. Let's go over here to our project folder, and we'll check in our pending changes. Let's add a small comment here, create an initial folder structure, and it's always a good idea to map this back to a work item. I'm going to go find the task assigned to Jake. That was in the sprint backlog query, and here it is, number 11. We're not done with that task, we just want to associate. Let's go ahead and check in. Now what's nice with that, if I come over here to the project folder, I can view history and see a list of all the change sets. There's number 5, the one I just created. A double click will show me all of the files and folders in there, as well as the comment and any work items I've associated. Let's go ahead and cancel this, and let's create our new project. I'm just going to say File, New, Project. Let's go down here to Other Project Types, and we'll just create a blank solution called Tailspin. And we'll put that in the folder mapped to our workspace. And we'll add it to Source Control and click OK. And to this new blank solution, we'll add a new project. We'll pick a C# web application. Let's call it tailspin.twitter. And we'll click OK. And in Solution Explorer, we can see that project here. We can see that it's been added to Source Control as well. Let's go ahead and check everything in. So we created the starter project for Jake. And we'll pick the same work item. Still not done yet, so we'll just associate and we'll check in. And we'll let Jake do the actual development. We just wanted to help him get started. Let's go over to Team Explorer. Let's look at our sprint backlog again. At any time, another team member might want to see what's been done against this task. They can do that by just double-clicking and then looking at links. And if we look at this, we can see that there's been a couple change sets associated. And if we look at the latest one, we can see that change set 6 contained these folders and files and was checked in by this user on that date and that time. That's great traceability. I'm going to cancel this and minimize Visual Studio. Because next, Tony's going to create a test plan and test case to validate the team's work. And she'll do this using Microsoft Test Manager. So the first thing we want to do here is connect to our Team Foundation Service Preview project. So I'll put in that URL there and click Add. Here's our Tailspin project. Let's go ahead and connect to that. And let's add a test plan. We'll call it something like Sprint 1. Add that, and then we'll select that plan. And we'll keep it simple. We're just going to add a requirement to this Sprint 1 plan. Let's just run this query. And we'll select our Twitter feed requirement, and we'll add that to the plan. Great, there it is. Now let's come over here and create a new test case. What we want to do with this test case is just validate the Twitter feed. So we'll assign that to Tony. And then we'll just add a single step. We want to visit the Tailspin homepage, and in our expected result, we expect to see some recent tweets. That looks great. Let's go ahead and save and close this test case. Let's go run this. So I'll highlight my requirement, find my test case, right-click, and we'll go ahead and run that. And we'll create an action recording if we want to play this back and start the test. All right, so we want to visit the Tailspin homepage, so we'll go ahead and bring up our Explorer. We've got the current iteration hosted at tailspin.exentient.com. I can see the recent tweets down here in the corner. Looks pretty good, but the UI could use some help. I'm going to make a note of that. So let's come back over here. We'll go ahead and pass that step. But I want to also add a comment. The UI around the tweets could be improved. So we'll end that test. And we'll save and close the test runner. And of course, the Team Foundation service supports Eclipse developers as well. Whether they're running on Windows, Mac, or Linux. You just need to make sure you're running a compatible version of Team Explorer Everywhere. I've already downloaded and installed the Team Explorer Everywhere 11 developer preview. I found the download link on my account's welcome page. Let's go up here to Help About and have a look at what's installed. So here you can see I've installed the latest Team Foundation Server plugin for Eclipse. We'll close this dialog and again. Now before we can connect to the Team Foundation service, we'll want to go ahead and open up the Team Foundation Server Perspective. That's under Windows, Open Perspective, Other, Team Foundation Server Exploring, and we'll click OK. Now this presents us with the Team Explorer window. Currently I'm not connected to any projects. Let's go ahead and change that. We'll click this button here to go ahead and get connected. At this point it's going to want us to read and accept the terms of the license agreement, which I'm going to do. Even the parts in French. Check the box, and we'll click Next. And this is starting to look kind of familiar, but we're going to go ahead and connect to our service. So at this point, we're connected. We can see over here in the Team Explorer window, the Tailspin team project. And if we expand this, we can see our work items, our builds, and our source control. Let's take a look at our query. And how about source control? So if we drill down to the code folder under Dev, we can see our Tailspin solution and our Twitter starter project. So in this video, we've taken a look at how to connect to and use the Team Foundation service from a variety of client applications.